2068. I'm at 185th and Burnside 185th westbound.
2068, how can I help you?
Yeah, the do not board, I just came out a couple times. I think I might have him on my bus. I didn't even see it until he was already on.
Okay. Does he have white scraggly hair, really, really, really soiled red pants on, and does he appear to be drinking or really intoxicated?
No, it's the walker, that's the giveaway. I don't see that, I'm not sure the pants are red, I can't see real well. And I tried to see what his name is, and he's not answering me, so he doesn't seem to be drinking. I mean, I guess just let him ride unless he has a problem.
Does he have a blue sweatshirt on?
Yeah, it's a blue sweatshirt, shirt, jacket. It's more of a jacket, honestly.
Alright, yeah, I guess if he's not causing any problems, we're not sure if it's him or not, go ahead and let him ride. You would have smelled him probably when he went by you. Yeah, if you get a chance to see if he's got red pants on, yeah, he's probably going to get off at 82nd.
No, it'll all up to you if I find anything else out. Is there anything I need to be concerned about, or just an alcohol risk?
He's a biohazard, and drinking, he really doesn't cause any problems other than he might urinate on the bus. It all depends if it's the right guy or not. So when he gets off your bus, check the area he was at and see if he left anything there. Where did you pick him up at? Gateway? Harleen Gresham?
Yeah, Gresham PC, he got on. It was still around my brain when I saw your message, something about a red walker, and I went, wait a second, this guy's on my bus.
Okay. Yeah, when he gets off your bus, just check the area he was sitting at. If you want to move away from that stop before you check, that's fine. And let me know.
Understood. Have a good night. I'll be in touch if I need you.
Thank you. 2200.